This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here in defiance of tyranny. I am so blessed and I'm so honored to be here with you. And you just saw 9 minutes out of a documentary film that's free at man.video. Put it back on screen, please. That just blows it all away. And again, the way that doctor lays it all out, Dr. David Martin, and we've gone and looked at the patents, it's all true. This was premeditated. It needs to get out, pandemic two, indoctrination. And they're going to plan more pandemics, more control. They're fully committed. That gives Fauci and Bill Gates a power. That they launched this attack, they did this, and now they think they can just get away with anything. And the whole media signed on, and the lawyers signed on, and most of the hospitals signed on, so they're committed now. That's how corruption works. The crime, they got tricked into being part of. So that's coming up right now, that full film, and I'm going to shoot some more special reports on that film and other films. With all the censorship going on, thank God we started man.video. That URL itself is banned on most places, like Twitter and Facebook, but freeworldnews.tv is not. Because so many people who've made films that have been seen 20, 30, 40, 50 million times can't even be on Facebook or Twitter anymore. They've got to come to man.video. I don't like that. It's scary to me that man.video is such an oasis for free thinkers and people. And then I just ask all of you to think about that and to take those videos and to take those links and to take that information and to share it with everyone you know, because that's the real power in the universe. And I cannot accentuate that. I cannot highlight that. I cannot put a bigger exclamation point on the fact that when you take action and you care and you spread the word, it changes the world. In fact, let's take that documentary, Pandemic 2, and let's repost the featured spot on man.video. There's 500,000 views is not enough for that. Pandemic indoctrination. It needs way more than 456,000 views. It needs to have billions of views. And I guarantee you, if that film got a billion views, it'd be game over the New World Order. If you shared it and told others to share it, and then they shared it, we would win. It's literally up to you. And again, it's not about who gets the credit or who saw it first. I'm just saying, we already, a year and a half ago and a year ago, had Dr. Francis Boyle on and others over the patents, over the funding, how they created the virus, how Fauci did gain a function. But Dr. David Martin does a great job laying it all out in a great, easy-to-watch film with his expertise in finances. It goes even further than we've gone, and that's why it's so important. The enemy is desperate to suppress communications because it's like sunlight to vampires. It's like holy water to Count Dracula. And so, again, I tell you, band.video, band.video. That's, you can share via email, via text messages, or word of mouth. You can't share it via most platforms. It's banned. Freeworldnews.tv, freeworldnews.tv, freeworldnews.tv. And it's so Pavlovian that those of us that tell the truth, people are scared to expose it. They're scared to share it because you might get banned. You're going to get banned anyways. Big tech, the censorship, it's all going for broke right now. So I ask you, are you going to just sit there idly by and let them win, or are you going to take action? All right, we're out of time for my part of the transmission. Paul Watson is coming up in literally a minute and a half. Separately, we have the InfoWars Limited Supply flash sale, 50% off on top-selling products. Some of these can only go for 3 days, like Bodies, Ultimate Tumor Formula, Limited Supply, 50% off, Turbo Force, 10 Hour Clean Energy, 50% off, Lung Cleanse, that's for a week, 50% off, Vitamin C with Zinc, a huge megadose, 50% off with Limited Supply, Vitamin D3 Gummies with Zinc, or that's with calcium, 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support, but most importantly, your prayers and your word of mouth. That is so important. All right, great job, crew. Great job, listeners. Amazing broadcast. Paul Watson takes over now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this cyber symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on MyPillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com. Thank you and God bless.
Go to frankspeech.com and enter promo code Alex or call 800-675-4614 and use promo code Alex.
Live from London, England, it's Paul Joseph Watson with Summit.News.
We're live. It is the Summit News Hour with me, Paul Joseph Watson. We've got a ton of massive breaking news ahead of us, the vast majority of it, of course, relating to the global psychocrat takeover, coronavirus, scientific establishment dictatorship, which continues to spread its ugly wings across all continents on Earth, including over in Europe, where we have the top German newspaper. It's actually the best-selling newspaper in Europe, period. Bild now coming out and offering a mea culpa, an apology for its fear-mongering coronavirus coverage over the past year plus. And in fact, openly apologizing to children for traumatizing them, giving them PTSD, and basically accusing them of killing granny if they wanted to see their relatives. That is a massive news story. It's not getting nearly as much coverage as it should. I want to start with this, though, and we've got the clip here in a second, because this broke just about an hour ago. They're now telling people in America, as Biden presumably prepares for another lockdown, that's been in the offing now for a couple of weeks, rumors of that bumbling below the surface, that you're not just going to have to wear masks in restaurants, in gyms, as we saw with New York today, but even the prospect of people forcing parents to wear masks inside their own homes if they have kids under the age of 12 who are not vaccinated, which of course is basically all of them. Headline up on Summit.News, NIH director says parents should wear masks inside their own homes. This is Dr. Francis Collins, who appeared on CNN New Day just a few hours ago to make this new proclamation. We have the clip. Let's roll it. Here it is.
It's clear that this variant is capable of causing serious illness in children. You have heard those stories coming out of Louisiana pediatric ICUs where there are kids as young as a few months old who are sick from this. That is rare. Certainly younger people are less likely to fall ill. But anybody who tries to tell you, you don't have to worry about it if you're a young, healthy person, there's many counterexamples all around us now. Well, so, yeah, you do need to think about it. And that's the reason why the recommendations are for kids under 12, that they avoid being in places where they might get infected, which means recommendations of mask wearing in schools, and that at home, parents of unvaccinated kids should be thoughtful about this, and the recommendation is to wear masks there as well.
Let me just follow up on that.
I know that's uncomfortable. I know it seems weird, but it is the best way to protect your kids.
But I just, again, want to fully understand if this is about protecting the kids.
So he said, I know it seems weird. Yeah, it is weird. Wearing masks, how terrorized do you need to be? How much of a jellyfish with a complete lack of spine do you need to be? To be so conformist that you wear a mask inside your own home. Even beside the fact that, as we know now, the masks are completely useless, we had the Danmask study in Denmark, the only peer-reviewed study of its type. 6,000 participants studied COVID infections between those who wore masks and those didn't. There was no significant statistical difference between those two control groups when it came to wearing masks or not wearing masks. We had Dr. Colin Axon, a sage advisor for the UK government, come out and admit last week that these face masks are nothing but comfort blankets. In his own words, they do virtually nothing. The COVID-19 virus particle, depending on which mask you wear, is up to 5,000 times smaller than the frigging mask. How many more times do we need to make this argument? If you're wearing the cloth mask, not the blue surgical mask, it's only 1,000 times smaller than the holes in that mask. The cloth mask, the virus particle is 5,000 times smaller. Yet this idiot is telling parents to wear them inside their own houses, despite the fact that we know the risk of a child getting seriously ill from COVID, whatever scariant they dream up, is virtually non-existent. There are still people walking outside in London. There's no mandate in London, in the UK, that says you have to wear masks. There was someone in the park today who was literally a 25-year-old guy with one of those, what are they called, NH95? The actual full professional face mask, walking in a park with no one else around him, completely on his own. What the hell is wrong with you? It's over. Take off the mask. Let it go. You know what's interesting, though? I was at a protest last weekend, anti-lockdown protest, and I was with people, my friends amongst them, who were literally yelling at people who walked past, or when we went past in the taxi, we were politely informing them out of the window, take off your mask. Take off your mask. Not in a mean, intimidating way, just in a quite forceful way. What's interesting is that numerous people, when you tell them to take off the mask, they take it off. It's like any chance to conform, the latest opportunity to conform, whether it's the government telling them that, whether it's the television telling them that, or whether it's someone on the street telling them something. They've got such a bizarre kind of kink to want to conform at every moment of their lives. They'll take the mask off if you ask them to. Not in every case. Obviously, some will get in your face and call you every name under the sun. But some of them, they're so desperate to conform to whatever the latest edict is, whether it comes from the television, the government, or people on the street, they will do it. Now this idiot is saying you need to wear a mask inside your own home. How is that going to be enforced? How is that going to be patrolled? We're going to have COVID visits. We're going to have special COVID marshals like we do here in the UK to check if you're not self-isolating. Are they going to come round your house and check whether or not you're wearing a mask inside? Absolutely incredible. I'm going to get into the Germany thing after the break because I want a full run at it because it's the biggest story of the day and it's got no coverage whatsoever. But also today, the broadcaster Jeremy Clarkson came out and said the communist government advisors in the United Kingdom want to lock us down forever. There was a big fallout about this. Oh my God, how dare he say the word communist? Even though there's literally an extremist hardliner communist called Susan Michie, who is so hardcore, her nickname is Stalin's Nanny, who is advising the UK government on lockdown coronavirus, who has repeatedly said she wants mask mandates and social distancing to continue forever. Why is somebody with an extremist political belief, one that in the 20th century led to the deaths of tens of millions of people, why is someone like that advising the government? We're going to hire neo-Nazis to advise the government now. Oh no, because communism is just nice, isn't it? It was just wrongly practiced, right? 60 million dead. They just got it wrong. Well, now British broadcaster Jeremy Clarkson has blasted communist government advisers who want to keep the population under lockdown forever. He made the comments during an interview with the Radio Times. He said, I think the politicians should sometimes tell those communists at Sage to get back in their box. Remember, these are the people who admittedly use totalitarian, unethical, mind control tactics. They weaponized behavioral psychology at the start of the pandemic to terrify everyone into complete obedience. These are not good people. But Clarkson's come out to his credit, and he's basically asking, when's it going to end? He said it could be 40 years. We could still be in some form of lockdown. He said, well, if it's going to be forever, let's open it up. And if you die, you die. He clarified those comments by saying, you know, we can't have empty hospital beds. We can't have nobody dying. At some point, we have to open everything up and get over it and live with it, just as we did with every other virus in human history. And he's calling out communists within the British government, at least the advisory branch of that. And of course, there is mass fallout. Of course, when this Susan Michie, lifetime member of the Communist Party, was challenged on her beliefs a couple of months ago, the Twitter mob railed to her defense and they said that it was, quote, a misogynistic attack to merely ask this commie scum why she's commie scum and why she's got a position of informing the government on the Sage Committee. We'll come back and get into what's happening in Germany because it's absolutely huge. Summit.news.org.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Transmitting worldwide from the Summit.News studios in the United Kingdom, you are listening to Paul Joseph Watson.
So we know for a fact, it's all documented, that in the United Kingdom, the behavioral psychologists that were working with the government weaponized behavioral psychology. They deliberately went out to terrorize the British public way beyond the actual threat level that coronavirus represented in the early weeks of the pandemic, because they were afraid that people wouldn't conform to the government mandates, and so they grossly exaggerated the threat of COVID. They failed to educate and inform people that for the healthy portion of the population, the fatality rate of COVID was literally 99.95% under the age of 50. They terrorized the public with propaganda, advertising campaigns via the media. The media was completely complicit in it. And it's left a trail of destruction to the point that childhood depression specifically is way up. Suicides, childhood suicides are way up. We also saw that in Australia. They literally doubled as a result of the lockdown. Basically, a situation where this is going to reverberate in terms of PTSD and psychological trauma, probably for a generation or more. And will there be any walkbacks? Will there be any apologies? Will there be any mea culpas from the media who were completely complicit in facilitating this psychological attack on the world? Well, there's one ray of light in the context of that today. Germany's top newspaper, and this is the biggest selling newspaper in Europe throughout the entire continent, their editor-in-chief has come out and apologized for Bild's newspaper coverage of the coronavirus pandemic over the past 16, 17 months. Headline: editor-in-chief of Germany's top newspaper apologizes for fear-driven COVID coverage. This story, last time I checked, has got literally no media coverage whatsoever. Somebody tweeted the video of this guy's comments, and this is the editor-in-chief. This is quite a prominent individual in the world of media, in the world of journalism, and I've literally just Googled his name and gone on news, and there's not one news outlet in the entire world, apart from Summit.News, that has covered this story, which to my mind is the biggest story of the day. The editor-in-chief of Europe's top-selling newspaper has come out publicly and apologized profusely to his readership, to Germans in general, and specifically to children, for their fear-driven coverage of COVID. This is Julian Reichel, who delivered a speech to camera, and he said he was sorry for Bild's coverage, which was, quote, like poison. Can you imagine the BBC? Can you imagine Sky News? Can you imagine CNN coming out and admitting any of this? It's never going to happen. This is why this is so big. So he said their coverage was, quote, like poison. And he said it, quote, made you feel like you were a mortal danger to society. Again, making humans the enemy of themselves, as the Club of Rome stated was its ultimate intention in that document, that founding document, decades ago now. Reichel went on to direct his main sentiment towards children who have been terrorized by fear-mongering media coverage, which is called caused child depression and suicides to soar across the world. He said, quote, to the millions of children in this country for whom our society is responsible, I want to express here that neither our government nor our chancellor, he's talking about Angela Merkel, dares to tell you. We ask you to forgive us. Forgive us for this policy which for a year and a half has made you victims of violence, neglect, isolation, and loneliness. He's talking about lockdown. He goes on to say, quote, we persuaded our children that they were going to murder their grandma if they dared to be what they are, children, or if they met their friends. None of this has been scientifically proven. He went on to say, when a state steals the rights of a child, it must prove that by doing so it protects him against concrete and imminent danger. This proof has never been provided. It has been replaced by propaganda presenting the child as a vector of the pandemic, which is precisely what the NIH director is doing today in America, telling parents they need to wear masks inside their own homes because their kids are vectors for the pandemic. Again, demonizing children as an enemy to their own relatives, to their own grandmas, traumatizing them for life in some cases. Reichelt, the editor-in-chief of Bild, went on to know how moderate voices who attempted to offer calmer perspectives on the pandemic were, quote, never invited to the expert table, and urged viewers, quote, don't believe this lie when encountering alarmist proclamations from the government. This is literally like Rupert Murdoch or somebody like that coming out and apologizing for his media empire's coverage of coronavirus. This is the top guy at Bild, the top newspaper in Europe. You'd think this would be a big story. It isn't even a story anywhere. Why is no media outlet reporting on this? This is one of the biggest stories of the year so far. He went on to state that authorities should open schools and sports halls instead of polling stations, warning that those who impose brutal lockdown measures, quote, will have on their conscience and will leave in the history books a multitude of innocent souls. So this has obviously weighed on his conscience for the best part of the past 18 months. He's getting out ahead of time because he sees which way the winds are blowing. He sees the absolute devastation across the board that these lockdown policies have caused in terms of domestic abuse, suicide, depression, delayed cancer treatments, all kinds of delayed health treatments, the devastation to the economy, which causes further wealth inequality, which causes poverty, which causes death. The actual number of years lost in terms of lives will greatly outnumber the years lost of COVID victims, as we've proven time and time again with all these analyses and breakdowns from major institutions, including the one in South Africa that we prominently highlighted back last year. The lockdowns will kill more people than the virus. And in fact, I think it was Germany's own foreign minister or their interior minister that came out and admitted that last year, that the lockdowns are going to kill way more people than the virus. Where are the apologies? Where are the mea culpas? They're never going to happen. This guy's got it out early. He's come out early because it's obviously weighing on his conscience. And he's basically said, sorry to all the innocent souls that we traumatized with PTSD with our fear-mongering coverage. This newspaper has a circulation of 1.24 million copies a day, and it's the biggest newspaper in Europe. You'd think that would be a story. It isn't. And we know why. Meanwhile, UN Special Rapporteur on Torture requests info on German police brutalizing anti-lockdown protesters. We had the footage yesterday. Numerous anti-lockdown protests in Berlin across the weekend. The riot police went out and were basically ordered to brutalize them, shoving down old ladies to the floor by the throat, punching children in the face. This kind of behavior wouldn't look out of place in 1930s Germany, never mind Germany 2021. If this had happened during an LGBT march in somewhere like Russia, there'd be global condemnation. There's nothing of the kind because anti-lockdown protesters have been dehumanized and vilified by the same media that's covered up the true origin and source of this pandemic from the very start. Going to wrap it up for this segment. Coming up, we'll talk about the UK situation and more. Summit.
But I'll tell you who's got 5-star ratings when it comes to customer service. I'll tell you who built his network and infrastructure and has thousands of employees here in the United States and sources materials all over North America and from Africa as well, which he's proud of. That's where you get the good cotton and they put it together here in the United States. And that is Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell is a patriot. Mike Lindell is fighting. He is bold, and he's got his products in stock, ready to ship to you. When you use promo code Alex, you get the best specials they've got, up to 66% off with promo code Alex. Whether it's their entire line of sheets or human beds that are revolutionary and very, very popular, or animal beds for dogs and cats, or the great towels or the pillows that they're best known for. And he's done great. His people are great. They've really come through and taken us out of the red into the black. So thank you all for shopping at MyPillow.com. Up to 66% off with promo code Alex.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Listening to the Summit.News Radio Hour with Paul Joseph Watson.
We are back and we're going to get into the situation in Australia because they've imposed what is probably the most brutal lockdown in the developed world, and it continues to get worse with more video footage coming out of police arresting people for not wearing masks outside, and in this case literally inducing a man to have a heart attack. Because they're really there to protect and serve. Going to get to that in a second. And in fact, I made a video about Australia, which we'll play before I get into that story. But first, I wanted to cover this. It came out a few days ago. Video. NHS nurses demand to COVID test newborn baby, claim it's not mother's property once outside the womb. Literally, as due course now in UK hospitals under the wonderful, sanctified, deified NHS, which everyone applauds and worships because it's so great and not terrible in every instance whatsoever. They record COVID
COVID cases from newborn babies as soon as they're born. Gee, I wonder if they're really trying to bump up those COVID cases. Of course, we had some relaxing of restrictions here a couple of weeks ago. And all the pangendrums, all the government advisors came out and said, no, don't do it. Don't do it. It's going to cause 200,000 COVID cases a day. As it happens, they've been sliding down. They've been falling for the past 2 weeks. They're now hovering around 20,000 a day. They said there'd be 200,000 a day by this point and that we couldn't open up anything because of that. The same models that have proven disastrously wrong time and time again. But they're literally testing newborn babies as soon as they pop out the womb for COVID in UK hospitals. And we wonder why we're getting all these test results that are positive. Well, one couple resisted that, and the video shows this. If Twitter hasn't deleted it, imagine my shock, they haven't deleted it yet. Shocking video which is posted to Twitter shows a heavily pregnant mother in a hospital bed being lectured by nurses about how it's mandatory for the baby to be given a COVID test. She says, it's my property, referring to the baby. And the nurses respond, basically it is, quote, while the baby's in your abdomen. So they're basically telling her as soon as that baby comes out, it's the property of the state and they're going to COVID test it. Maybe they'll jab it with some other nice little cocktail of vaccines. And basically she has no choice in the matter whatsoever. So they complain and basically they get up and just leave the hospital. But not before the deified, sanctified TikTok dancing angels of the NHS tell her that they're going to report the situation, the case, to social services, which basically means the government is going to investigate and try and take her newborn baby away because the mother didn't want it to get a COVID test the minute it had popped out of her womb because she's such a terrible person. And these NHS nurses who literally tried to get the state to seize her baby because it won't take a COVID test, they're the good guys. They're the guys who get applauded. They're the people who get statues made of them, sanctified and deified, the wonderful NHS. Let's go to Australia now, though, because the communist Chinese government has literally expressed surprise at how much of an iron fist the Australian authorities are using against their own population to subjugate their own people with this coronavirus lockdown. I made a video about this yesterday. It is called Australia Has Fallen, and here is the video. Guess who's criticizing Australia for imposing one of the most brutal lockdowns in the developed world? Piers Corbyn? Amnesty International? Human rights campaigners? No. It's literally the communist Chinese government. The Global Times, the official mouthpiece for the CCP, published a scathing editorial describing Australia's decision to send members of the military to occupy Sydney and enforce lockdown as a move that seemed, quote, draconian among nations. Yeah, chances are if even Beijing is taken aback by your level of authoritarianism, that's a pretty draconian brand of authoritarianism. Now, obviously, on the one hand, China is just clapping back at Australia for the Morrison government's earlier criticism of China's atrocious disregard for human rights when it came to imposing its own lockdown. But the fact remains, he who fought with monsters has become the monster. Australia gazed into the abyss, and now the abyss gazes back at Australia. Because just like communist China, Australia is now officially a biosecurity police state. Australia is a post-democratic country. How else could you describe a country where protest is outlawed? Where under a newly proposed law, those who risk arrest by even daring to attend a demonstration are subject to onerous fines of up to $5,500. Where those who merely post anti-lockdown information online could face fines of up to $11,000. Where protest organizers face fines of $20,000. Where pregnant women who promote such protests on Facebook are arrested in front of their kids in their own homes. How else could you describe a country where people face $500 fines for failing to wear a face mask outside? Where surveillance drones are deployed to catch the unmasked?
They're the eyes and voices in the sky.
Social distancing is critical.
where grandmas sitting on park benches are arrested for not wearing masks, where the public is ordered by top health officials not to speak to each other, even if they're wearing masks.
Whilst it is in human nature to engage in conversation with others, to be friendly, unfortunately, this is not the time to do that. So even if you run into your next door neighbour in the shopping centre, in the Coles, whilst you're at Coles or Woolworths or Aldi or any other grocery shop, don't start up a conversation. Now is the time for minimising your interactions with others. Even if you've got a mask, don't start up a conversation.
How else could you describe a country where police have the power to enter homes without a warrant to ensure compliance with coronavirus rules, where authorities gave themselves the power to remove children from the custody of their parents to ensure compliance with coronavirus rules, where people are prevented from travelling further than 3 kilometres from their homes, where surveillance choppers are used to track down people who camp in remote locations, where senior government ministers refuse to rule out Australians being forced to wear electronic ankle bracelets, even if they're fully vaccinated, to make sure they're complying with home quarantine orders, where laws are under consideration giving authorities the power to arrest, quote, conspiracy theorists if it's thought they may commit a crime in the future. Australia continues to pursue a disastrous zero-COVID policy that has seen towns 800 miles from the nearest city locked down after just one single COVID case. The country also continues to impose medical martial law measures that are so despotic, even China is jealous. When the world's leading communist dictatorship expresses surprise at the lengths you're prepared to go to subjugate your own population, you know for sure that something's rotten down under. Well, there you have it. Australia started off as a penal colony, and it seems to have returned to that status very quickly. More people die from the sun in Australia than die from coronavirus. In fact, total deaths in Australia for the entire period from coronavirus, and this is even with their inflated numbers, 925 over 18 months. And yet, they basically enforced measures more draconian than communist China at this point. Another example of that occurred yesterday. Headline, Australian man suffers suspected heart attack while under arrest for not wearing a mask. This was an elderly gentleman with a medical condition that made it hard for him to breathe. He was exercising outside in a botanical gardens in Brisbane. 4 police officers came up to him, started interrogating him for not wearing a mask, despite the fact that he's exempt. And even so, even the draconian law in Australia says you don't have to wear a mask while you're exercising, but I'm sure they'll mandate that soon. They'll literally want people to choke to death while they're doing physical exercise. So 4 police gather around him. Then shortly afterwards, he falls to the ground. He has a violent seizure. The police officers then proceed to make a joke out of it and say that he's just pretending, despite the fact that he's literally screaming and gagging for his medicine, which he has in a bag, and he tries to reach out and grab it. Whether he died or not, I don't think he died. His son is out on Instagram saying he could have suffered brain damage, permanent injury, or death. The police were joking about it. They literally did all this and induced cardiac arrest in the guy because he was outside in a park exercising without a mask on, and they claim they're there to protect and serve. Who are you protecting? You're literally inducing heart attacks in old men. Well done. Bravo. We'll be back. Summit.news on the other side. Don't go away.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business.
So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Listening to Summit.News with Paul Joseph Watson.
Well, Larry Page and other billionaire elitists are buying up private islands in Fiji and other areas while tourists aren't even allowed to enter those countries. You have, of course, John Kerry waltzing through airports without a mask while everyone else is forced to wear one. You have Governor Newsom attending fancy restaurant dinners in posh, expensive French restaurants while telling Californians that they can't meet each other for Thanksgiving. You have the French elite having underground secret parties while the rest of the country was under the most draconian lockdown ever. Now you have Barack Obama organizing a birthday party with 700 people. While Americans are told to wear masks, while Americans are told to avoid each other, while other people, for example in Australia, are literally told that they shouldn't even be talking to each other, Barack Obama is planning a party involving some 700 people. They include 475 guests, including Oprah Winfrey, George Clooney, and Steven Spielberg. Pearl Jam are playing there. That will do their anti-establishment street cred the world of good, I presume. And there'll be 200 staff to serve the privileged elitists during this
jamboree. Of course, we had the G7 a few weeks ago doing the same thing, having their little staged, socially distanced photo ops, their little elbow bumps, while literally then embracing, hugging, almost slobbering over each other at one point with Macron and Biden, and having their giant barbecue parties, no social distancing whatsoever. One rule for them, another rule for us. It's happening again with Obama. He's being slammed for this. Tucker Carlson talked about this on his show last night. We have the clip with Mark Stein. Here is the video.
No one's more oppressed than Michelle Obama. She's told you that many times. She can barely go outside. But when she's at home, she goes big. She and her husband, the king of the Democratic Party, he's turning 60. So naturally, they're celebrating in Martha's Vineyard with 200 servants. Will it be elephants? Will be brought in on a litter? And what will Rochelle Walensky have to say about it? Talk about a super spreader event. We don't have the answers, but we believe Mark Stein might. He's a high society correspondent. He's Bart, based in Martha's Vineyard. He joins us tonight. So do you think 200 servants seems like a lot, even for Barack Obama? What do you think they'll be doing?
Well, actually, in fairness, I think all these underbutlers and deputy footmen are actually going to be the only diversity, because the 500 guests seem to be the same guests who go to every... We're basically back to medieval Europe, where it's the same 500 people who go to all the parties. As you know, Barack Obama's got Oprah and George Clooney, just as Oprah and George Clooney went to Harry and Meghan's wedding, even though they'd never met either of them. I mean, you have to feel sorry for George and Oprah. Just going to the parties of people you don't know is a pretty sad and miserable existence. But I have to say that when you look at this, 500 guests, 200 fawning footmen and underbutlers, what's interesting to me is the way people are actually perfectly happy with this. You've been talking about citizenship on this show, but actually a disturbing number of people are quite happy to be subjects. They say, oh yes, I couldn't go to Granny's 90th birthday, but it's perfectly fine for Barack Obama to have 500 people, because our rulers are so much better than us. The last 18 months has actually clarified this. The governor of California eating at the French Laundry, oh well, that's different. He's a great man. Obama is a great man. Flying George Clooney and Oprah in, that's appropriate. Oh, I'm just going to put my mask back on and go back in my house for another 18 months.
God, that's the saddest observation I've heard. The fierce egalitarian spirit of American society dying, and that's our fault. I agree with you completely. Mm. Mark Stein, sometimes it takes a foreign eye to see the truth about our country. Great to see you.
Well, sometimes you have to be in Budapest to see America clearly. I envy you that, Tucker.
Yes! Safe, clean Budapest. The great Mark Stein.
So there you have it, folks. Some mass gatherings are more equal than others. Of course, they chided Trump for having the rallies during when he was president, saying that was a super spreader event. Meanwhile, you had literally hundreds of thousands of people on Black Lives Matter rallies. Look, that was fine. And in fact, they put out fake studies in the aftermath saying that Black Lives Matter rallies actually helped reduce coronavirus infections. Oh, well, those Trump rallies, though, they exacerbated it wildly. Well, now even China, which I guess the broken clock is right twice a day, is chiding Obama for holding what they're calling a super spreader event. Now, I acknowledge in this article that it's somewhat rich of China, the country literally responsible for deliberately leaking the coronavirus from the Wuhan lab, to chide anyone about any kind of behavior when it comes to social distancing, but in this case, they're right. The Chinese Communist Party has accused Barack Obama of creating a super spreader event by hosting a party at Martha's Vineyard. They go on to say in this editorial from the Global Times, which is basically the mouthpiece of the CCP, is word for word what they want to get out into the world, pointing out the double standard of Obama and his rich friends gathering in huge numbers, they write, it's generally agreed among experts that vaccinated people should also wear masks and respect social distancing to minimize the risks. Don't think Obama and his friends will be wearing masks, but they go on to say, therefore, the highly infectious Delta variant brings the question of whether Obama's upcoming party will become a super spreader event that overshadows the US's already wretched fight against the pandemic. But again, doesn't matter, because they're the elite. They can do whatever they want. They can literally buy private islands while banning tourists from entering the countries in which they ensconce themselves and hide themselves away. Meanwhile, Information Liberation reports, science writer suspended from Twitter for quoting results of Pfizer clinical trial. You can't even quote the results of the vaccine company's trials without getting suspended by Twitter now. This is where we're at. Twitter suspended the account of science writer and former New York Times reporter Alex Berenson for sharing the newly released results of the, quote, pivotal Pfizer clinical trial, which completely undermined the narrative of our medical establishment. Oh, gee, I wonder why. That's why he got suspended, isn't it? Despite literally word for word quoting the results from their trial. Berenson said on a Friday, blocked again, this time for a week. But this tweet, which is completely accurate, does nothing but quote Pfizer's own clinical trial data. This was the tweet. Quote, the pivotal clinical trial for the Pfizer COVID vaccine shows it does nothing to reduce the overall risk of death. Zero. 15 patients who received the vaccine died. 14 who received the placebo died. The end. Literally lifted from Pfizer's study. And then we wonder why all these vaccinated people are still getting the virus. They're still getting hospitalized. Yeah, because they admit in their own clinical trial it doesn't work. Meanwhile, Apple bans Tinder for unvaxxed after media snitches on company. So this entrepreneurial outreach had the foresight to create a dating app in response to the likes of Tinder and Bumble coming out and saying they'll give people the right to discriminate on their app against people who haven't been vaccinated by creating a dating app solely for unvaccinated people. No, we can't have that, can we? Launched by two women in Hawaii, the service sought to appeal to like-minded people that support medical autonomy and free speech. And guess what happened? The snitch grass media found out about it and immediately tattletaled to Apple. And within hours, it was gone from the App Store, the monopoly that should be abolished. Because Bloomberg News grassed them up, basically. They contacted Apple and published a hit piece. Apple responded soon after. Apple removed the app from its App Store after being contacted by Bloomberg News, again proving deplatforming is an activist outreach by the mainstream media. It's not just enforcing terms of service. They only ever react when news outlets like Bloomberg snitch on creators who are simply trying to create a platform for people who want bodily medical autonomy to meet each other. The vaccinated cult members don't need to get involved. It doesn't affect them. No, we can't have that. We can't have unvaccinated people talking to each other on the internet. Ban it. Ban it immediately. Meanwhile, PayPal co-founder warns financial giant is creating de facto no-buy list by banning dissidents. This is PayPal co-founder David Sachs. You'd think this had got more media attention. Newsflash, it didn't. Warning that the financial giant is creating a de facto no-buy list by banning people for their opinions, a move that will actually increase extremism in the long term. He points out that PayPal's original mission was to create a platform so that ordinary people would not be dependent on large financial institutions to start a business. Now that PayPal has become a large financial institution, it's completely beholden to the woke jihadists, to the likes of the ADL and the SPLC, who pose as hate groups while raking in vast amounts of money for the sole purpose of censoring and banning their ideological adversaries. So Sachs has basically come out and said, this is like the no-fly list, but it's a no-buy list. You literally are going to have people, because of their opinions in the near future, not being able to buy groceries. That's how bad it's got. War Room is coming up. Summit.news. Don't go away.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting, alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.